The photographs in the display case were taken by photographer William A. Fishbaugh, who George Merrick hired to document the development of Coral Gables. These photographs depict the Coral Gables real estate boom, the height of which took place between 1921 and 1926. The timeline of events is as follows. In April 1921, Merrick began the work of selling Coral Gables with a vast advertising campaign. Just a few months earlier, in November 1921, more than 5,000 people attended the opening auction, and the first Coral Gables residential lots were sold. In 1922, the first homes were being built near the Coral Gables Merrick House. The coral rock employed in their construction was quarried from the site of the future Venetian Pool. Merrick had already begun to plan the future city's streets, foliage, utilities, plazas, and entranceways. The Coral Way plazas were completed. In 1923, George Merrick pitched two sales campaigns to target middle and upper-class Americans flocking to the Sunshine State. Merrick believed that all Americans were deserving of living in his ideal community. The Homes for Home Folks campaign focused on Obispo Street and offered residences priced at $5,680 and up, while the Homes of Distinction campaign offered residences priced with a higher range of $10,000 to $24,000. Also during 1923, the Granada entrance was completed. The Alhambra entrance was under construction. The business section opened. The Coral Gables Golf and Country Club opened. The Coral Gables Woman's Club was organized. And architect Phineas Paste joined the Dream Team as the color specialist. Development expanded as a $5 million development plan was announced. Merrick acquired the Douglas Tract, an additional 180 acres for $286,000, and Merrick began promotion of the Granada section. In 1924, many more residential and commercial sections of town were developed and opened, including the Crafts section, Coconut Grove section, and Country Club sections 1, 2, 3, and 4. Landmarks such as the Venetian Casino, today's Venetian Pool, and the Alhambra Water Tower were constructed. And additional social groups such as the Coral Gables Garden Club were formed. By 1925, as Coral Gables' popularity grew, hotels such as the Antilla Hotel and Casa Loma Hotel opened to serve visiting tourists and investors, and the construction of the Anastasia Hotel, San Sebastian Apartment Hotels, and the Biltmore Hotel was underway. Merrick acquired the Biscayne Bay section, which connected Coral Gables land to Biscayne Bay, and allowed for the creation of the Coral Gables Waterway, a man-made canal that was dredged from the bay to the Biltmore Hotel, creating waterfront property in Coral Gables. Thus, the Riviera section was announced. The Coral Gables Congregational Church was constructed, the Coral Gables Chamber of Commerce was formed, and the University of Miami also began to form. The Coral Gables trolley service was inaugurated. In 1925, the peak year for the boom, Merrick's salesmen sold approximately $100 million in property. Building permits for construction surpassed $24 million. By 1926, Coral Gables claimed about 10,000 acres of land, including a vast amount of waterfront property along South Biscayne Bay and Key Biscayne. The Biltmore Hotel and Tahiti Beach opened, providing additional recreational activities. Meanwhile, Ponce de Leon High School and the University of Miami opened, providing higher education to youth and young adults. Everything seemed to be going well, until. On September 17th and 18th, 1926, a great hurricane devastated Miami and Coral Gables, which led to a construction halt and major financial trouble for George Merrick. Despite the storm, unlike other developers, Merrick continued to pump money into completing his dream city. In 1928, as economic conditions worsened, Merrick was expelled from the Coral Gables Commission. And the stock market crash of 1929 led the way to the Great Depression of the 1930s that South Florida had entered earlier. Thus, it was truly during this period from 1921 to 1926 that the dream of Coral Gables came to life. And it is because of these foundational years that George Merrick's legacy is celebrated. The Mediterranean architectural style he established for Coral Gables is preserved, and the ideals of the Garden City movement are protected by City of Coral Gables leaders today. To learn more about the aesthetics of the city, press 32.